on 702.
It's 12 minutes to 9 o'clock. This is the Karima Brown Show. You are listening to 702. Now, a bill aiming to strengthen the corporate governance, accountability and transparency of the Public Investment Corporation was adopted by Parliament's Finance Committee yesterday ahead of it being debated in the National Assembly next week. After approval by the National Assembly, the Public Investment Corporation Amendment Bill will be referred to the National Council of Provinces. The PIC manages more than 2 trillion in assets on behalf of the Government Employees Pension Fund and other social security funds such as the Unemployment Insurance Fund and the Compensation Fund. The EFF joined the African National Congress in supporting the bill. However, the Democratic Alliance chose to reserve its rights as it still has to finalize its position on the bill. While joining me now to look into the DA's position on the matter, I'm joined by the spokesperson on finance for the Democratic Alliance, Mr. Alf Leas, and he's of course a member of the Standing Committee on Finance. Mr. Leas, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Karima. Thank you for having me.
Now, Mr. Leas, could you just explain to us and unpack what the DA's reservations are in relation to this bill? The other parties have come to the party. What is it that you're still considering and that's making it difficult for you to accept that this bill now needs to be enacted into legislation?
Karima, thank you. There's no doubt that there is a need for this improved oversight. And so the Democratic Alliance, through David Mania, had introduced a private member's bill prior to the committee introducing a bill.
Yes.
Now, the two bills were dealt with by the committee simultaneously, and a huge amount of overlap exists between the two bills. But in the end, the committee decided that our bill should be rejected and the committee bill should be proceeded with. Now, the differences are not many, but they're fairly significant. The first major difference between the two bills is the method to appoint the chair of the board. The ANC in particular are insisting that only the Deputy Minister of Finance should be the chair of the board. And failing, if there's some technical reason that or conflict of interest, then it should be an alternate Deputy Minister from the Economics Cluster. Our view from the start was that the chair should be independent of politics, and as are, if you look around it, there are so many boards now that are in state-owned entities, for instance. In none of them is there a politician chairing the board. So our view was that the Parliament, through the Standing Committee on Finance, would call for nominations, consider the nominations, and then make a recommendation to the Minister of Finance for appointment. So that's one of the big differences. We'll be dealing with that. The other difference was a clause inserted by the ANC that insists on certain types of investment being prioritized by the PIC. And our view is that the PIC has to follow the mandate it's given by the client. And in this case, the clients, as you just now said, is the Government Employees Pension Fund, the UIF, Compensation Commission, and others. And their mandate will determine how the PIC invests the money. And so that's quite a serious thing, given the announcement or the manifesto of the ANC, which is now intent on introducing prescribed assets, and we all know what prescribed assets means. So this to us seems to be a first step towards prescribed assets, although it's not in the bill made mandatory. So those are our concerns at this point. We haven't determined, and we'll do that tomorrow at a meeting of the party, whether they're sufficient for us to reject or oppose the bill, given that many other aspects of the bill are almost word for word the same as our bill, and the urgent need for this additional oversight at the PIC. And so perhaps we'll live with what is there and look to the future to make further amendments, because there are going to be further amendments. The Commission of Inquiry into the PIC is sitting at the moment, and their report and presumably recommendations will come later, I think at the end of April it is. And no doubt there will be further amendments that will come out of there, and at that stage we could reintroduce some of our thoughts on the process. But we'll determine that at a meeting tomorrow.
Now, the two issues that you've pointed to, they are very substantial issues, because the involvement of the minister or the deputy minister of finance politicizes the entire institution. And so far, the PIC has been rocked by allegations of dubious investments, including the AO Technology Solutions. These led to the recent mass resignations of the board, including its chair, the deputy finance minister, Mondli Gungubele. And it's funny that you speak of this non-politicized chair of the board. Someone from the ANC NEC said to me that if Mondli Gungubele is not chairing the PIC, what exactly is he doing as Minister of Deputy Finance? Why didn't he just resign as the Deputy Finance Minister? So there's quite a bit of jostling for position, for power, for access, and for proxies in this politicized environment. Yeah. How principled an issue are you going to make the question of having the head of the PIC appointed by a non-political figure? Because it seems as if a lot of the capture and a lot of the proxy work can actually happen as a consequence of a politician being able to appoint the board and of course, the CEO having quite substantial powers.
I mean, you make some very, very important points, and I can't give you a party position because I haven't got that. But my personal view is that it's actually a really significant issue to concede that the Deputy Minister of Finance will automatically be the chair of the board. The fact is, though, Karima, that it's not the end of the process is the point I was trying to make just now. And sometimes one's got to say, well, we've achieved a great deal. We've still got more to achieve. And so if we oppose this, it would seem possibly to some uninformed people that we oppose the whole bill. But that's just my personal view. I think you're right. It's a very important issue. And I will obviously put my view to the meeting in the morning, and we'll see what comes out of that. So I think the important thing is, whatever the outcome is, the party, the DA, is really concerned about the additional oversight, and there's no question that we want the status quo to remain.
Now, late amendments made to the bill by the committee on Tuesday were the provision for three PIC executives, including the CEO, to be appointed by the board of directors, and for the deputy minister of finance to be the chair, or alternatively a deputy minister from other departments. You've mentioned that. The finance committee decided to proceed with its bill despite the work of the commission of inquiry. Otherwise, it would lapse with the termination of the current parliamentary term ahead of the elections in May, and it would be up to the next finance committee whether or not to revive it. Will that time pressure have any impact on your decision, Mr. Lees?
I think it probably will, Karima. I mean, the situation is urgent. The PIC is in turmoil as we speak. The board has resigned, although it hasn't actually left office. I understand it, they're still in office.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, they have resigned. The Minister of Finance is in the process of appointing a new board, and I would like to believe that the Minister of Finance is applying his mind very carefully to the board members. But nevertheless, there's no obligation. Well, there's no guarantee that the appointments may not be unsuitable from a point of view of the old state capture issue. I have more confidence in Minister Mboweni than that. I think he will do the right thing. But it would be great to have this bill in place as soon as possible.
All right, Mr. Lees, we've run out of time. That way we will have to leave it. It's obviously a growing story. We will check in with the DA on what position it eventually takes.